AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is expected to impeach President Trump sometime tomorrow for his encouragement of supporters who violently stormed the U.S. Capitol, a vote that would make him the first U.S. president to be impeached twice. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, the number three GOP leader in the House, says she will vote for impeachment. Tonight's debate has been on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to enact the 25th Amendment and oust Trump from office. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says doing that wouldn't be fair to Pence.
The vice president has not done what the majority wishes him to do, and so they're bringing up this resolution now as an effort to pressure him into doing so. This act, attempting to substitute the House's judgment for the vice president's, is not contemplated anywhere in the Constitution.
The FBI says it notified other law enforcement agencies, including Capitol Police, the day before the riot at the Capitol about an online message about a war and storming the Capitol.
We briefed that within 40 minutes to our law enforcement partners, our federal, state, and law enforcement partners that we had on our command post.
The FBI Steve Duanto says they have already opened 160 cases. House lawmakers will now be required to go through a metal detector security screening before being allowed to enter the chamber. The U.S. will allow more people to get coronavirus shots, including those 65 and older. The Aspen area in Colorado will close indoor dining at restaurants Sunday. Four Oregon counties are moving back to the extreme risk category after COVID-19 cases there increased. That's according to Governor Brown. It says Baker, Clatsop, Coos, and Morrow counties will move from high risk to extreme risk. Affected on the 15th through the 28th, 28 counties, including the most populous one, Multnomah, will be at the extreme risk level. This is AP News. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention expands its COVID-19 testing rule concerning people flying into the U.S.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will require anyone flying to the United States from an international location to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. The new order expands an order announced last month for passengers coming to the U.S. from the United Kingdom. The CDC order, taking effect January 26th, will require all air passengers to get a COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight and provide written proof of the test to the airline. Airlines must stop passengers from boarding if they don't provide proof of a negative test or prior infection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, and other ex-officials have been told they're being charged with a new investigation of the Flint water scandal, which devastated the majority black city with lead-contaminated water. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.